I'm getting pretty sick and tired of hearing about how independent cats are. Like making their master pull them out from beneath the bed when they want to pet them deserves some sort of fucking accolade. Hey, look at me! I can't play well with others. That must make me brooding, deep, and self-reliant. Hey, wow! I'm a cat, and I can entertain myself for hours by watching shadows on the wall. How incredibly autonomous of me. Independent, my sweet cornhole. Cats are dicks. That's why they act the way they do. Stop popping the top off Din-Din for old Tom, and then you'll see how independent he is. Yeah, suddenly he's sweet as Luden's cherry cough drops, rubbing up on your leg like R. Kelly on a crowded school bus. Go get your own food, Captain Independent. Yeah, go kill a bird or something, you furry faggot. But no, that purring puss is as helpless as Ryan Seacrest in the Octagon or Paris Hilton on Stump the Schwab. Unless you want a dead cat in your kitchen, I'd suggest you crack open some whiskers. Or don't. See if I care. Hey, I'm as much of a caninitarian as the next dog. We just happen to like dead cats, that's all. Oh, and by the way, I just so happen to think we dogs are plenty independent ourselves. Hell, this year will mark my second time campaigning for Ralph Nader. Master hardly walks me anymore, and I can patch my own jeans. You know, come to think of it, I'm pretty sure I could manage a lot of things all by my, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Gary, cut it out.
You know what? No, I don't want to cut it out. As an independent thinking dog, I think I prefer to keep on licking. So if you'll excuse me, Master.
Gary, I said cut it out.
And I said no! I guess we're at a crossroads here. Now be careful, Master. This is an important time in our relationship. You can choose to allow me a little nut-licking freedom right now, or you could come down on me, and I could come home from school tomorrow with jet black fur, a spiked collar, and a tongue ring. Which, by the way, I hear improves what I'm doing right now immeasurably. Now, where was I?
Gary! For Pete's sake, you carry on as if that thing tastes like Laffy Taffy. Now, I came out to play with you, but if that's all you're gonna do, I think I'll just excuse myself and go—
I'll play! Come on, Master, let's play! Here, let me get the stick, and then you can throw it, you know, like you do. And as is tradition, I'll go get it. You know, like some attention-starved schoolyard bitch. And of course, I'll then bring it right back to you, so you don't have to move your fat ass a single inch, and can still feel convinced that you're putting forth some extraordinary effort to play with your fiercely loyal so-called best friend, who just so happens to be feeling like a codependent toady yes dog right now, and you can't even sense it. Sure, Fuhrer, I'll play catch with you. That is, if you can drag me out from beneath the porch. That's right, Independent Jerry would like to be alone with his own self-sufficient thoughts right now. Hell, maybe I'll even spend a little time being mesmerized by a dancing piece of string. Who knows? If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. But that'll be my decision, won't it? So I'll see you around, Master.
Okay. I guess if you don't want to play, I'll just go back inside and watch the—
I was just kidding, I'll play! Please, Master, whatever you do, don't go in the house. I would really like to play right now. Hey, I'll be honest, I considered going the independent route there for a while. Turns out that's not me. In fact, that'll never be me. What can I say, Master? I'm a people pet. There's no changing me now. No point in even trying. So let's play, Master. Let's play until my legs go numb. Then you can go in the house and do whatever it is you want to do, and I'll find a way to muddle through without— hey, my nuts! And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Oh, for criminy's sake.